So hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Bobby Laporte, CEO of Bobby Laporte & Associates and host of the Executive Aid Station. In today's competitive and dynamic executive marketplace, we believe that leadership is an endurance event, and we are here to provide the support that today's leaders need. Our show guests are executives who have successfully achieved a balanced life, as well as experts in fitness, health and wellness, and personal leadership. People who share their strategies for living and leading mindfully and for gaining a competitive edge in the workplace. And today, my very special guest is Joy Selden, who's founder of Joy Selden EQ Coaching and Consulting. Let me tell you a little bit about Joy. 40 years ago, Joy Selden dreamed of becoming a movie star. Her struggle for that dream and ultimately falling short of it led to decades of exploration and the study of human nature and emotions. Drawing from her unique background as an actor and acting teacher, a somatic therapist, entrepreneur, leadership coach, and innovator in emotional intelligence, she created WINGS, the WINGS Professional Success Program, to help business professionals navigate difficult relationships and the complexities of being human at work. Clients learn to harness one of the most misunderstood and undervalued resources for a fulfilling career, and that's their emotions. WINGS, by the way, stands for Wholly Integrated Navigation and Growth System. And we'll learn more about this program in our conversation today. Finally, as a leadership and presentation skills coach, Joy has presented to worldwide audiences and is the author of Emotions, an Owner's Manual, which is available on Kindle, print, and audible.com. So Joy, welcome to the Executive Aid Station.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I'm really excited. You and I had a pre-talk about your business and the work that you do, which I think is just fascinating. I'm very interested. So I'm very excited that you're here.
Great. Me too.
Well, thank you. So let's start. You have such, as I said in the intro, such an interesting background. Can you tell us more about what influenced you to become a coach, speaker, author, and expert on emotional intelligence? And I'm particularly curious if your experience as an actor has given you any particular insight.
I grew up in a very dysfunctional family, you know, your typical American dysfunctional family, but there was a lot of emotional pain there. And acting, I started acting in high school, and it gave me an outlet. It gave me a place to express myself. But then when I went to Hollywood to pursue a career in acting, I found that I struggled a lot. I had some success, but a lot of it was I knew that was something going on in me. I had a certain kind of confidence, but not full confidence. And after several years of struggle, I realized that I just really wanted to find out what I'm here for and why people are miserable and why I could not be miserable. Mm. And that led me on a very long journey. And one of the things that happened in that process of seeking was that I was always willing to feel my emotions fully. And I found that the more emotionally honest I was, the freer I became, that it freed up things, that some of the conditioning that I had mm-hmm. taken with me from my family dissipated or ended when I could tell myself the truth. And acting in particular gave me insight into human behavior, into motivation, into struggles, and to that internal conflict that happens when we're seeking something from the outside, on the outside, but it's not really happening. So it was a gift, and I loved teaching acting. I think teaching acting taught me even more than performing.
Do you still act?
I don't act, but I do public speaking, and that's where I get to do my kind
of
acting.
It's a form of acting, yes.
Yes, and I love storytelling in that process as well.
That's fascinating. So you also have a master's degree in somatic counseling, which I'm sure potentially many of our listeners don't know what that is. So can you explain to our audience, what is somatic counseling and how do you use that technique with your clients?
Right. Well, so soma is the whole person, including the body. Somatic counseling psychology is an approach to healing and improving yourself using the body in the process. We are embodied beings. Our emotions, our mental thoughts and mindset, our spirituality, we experience all through our body. And so when you can access felt sensations in the body and work. I work a lot with clients. I was surprised when I shifted from being a therapist to a coach for people in the business world, mm-hmm. how much of the somatics that I would ultimately use. But it's extremely helpful in getting to matters that we can skirt around in our mind and our mm-hmm. thinking, but the body always tells the truth. So you can access information by working with the body in your work.
And so I'm curious about how do your clients receive that? So how do they, when you tell them what you do and how it could help them and how you want to incorporate it in the coaching that you do?
So when I'm talking to a potential client?
Right.
Is that what you're asking?
Right. Yeah. But this is because I could see for some people it might be a little...
Yes, right. And I don't talk a lot about the somatics because I always deal with each client individually. And I don't come in with an agenda. I have a toolkit. I have my experience. And so when I'm talking with an individual and what their challenges are, I really address that. I do let them know my background and that mm-hmm. I do work with the emotional intelligence as the foundation for all my work. So one of the things I talk about is that emotions happen in the body. And some people are very, very open and intrigued by that. Some people are very already knowledgeable about it. And other people are a little bit, they don't quite understand it. So then I wait for questions to come from them.
I just think it's really fascinating. It just adds a whole other element.
Yeah.
To the work.
Yes.
The whole other element to the coaching that you're doing.
It does, because we're human beings first. And that's one of the things that gets left out of the business world is the fact that we're all very complex beings. We have histories, we have baggage, we have conditioning, and we also have our dreams and we have our innate abilities and talents. So it's really about bringing together all the aspects of who we are as a whole person. And in order to do that, you have to work with the body because there's a lot that goes on in the unconscious or subconscious mind mm-hmm. that gets in our way. And so that's what I really love doing is helping clients free up those parts of themselves that have been depressed or suppressed.
In your book, Emotions and Owner's Manual, you describe so well and clearly what emotions are. Can you share some of that with our audience and how we might better understand our emotions, in particular, how being more aware of them can help us make more conscious choices in our responses in challenging situations?
Oh, yes, that's my favorite topic. Because I often ask when I'm speaking, what are emotions? And there's a lot of silence. And mostly people will say, well, they're feelings. And they are feelings, but emotions are actually an information system. Mm-hmm. And they happen through felt sensations in the body. Each core emotion like sadness or fear or anger, these are bringing you very specific types of information, signature types of information. And this information is there to help prompt you to action that is ultimately beneficial for your survival and your well-being. So the more conscious and present you are with these emotions and understanding, oh, this felt sensation I'm having, this tightness in my stomach, that tells me that I'm feeling some fear right now, mm-hmm. and that has to do with such and such going on. So it's extremely valuable in terms of the interpersonal relationships within your work world. If you are a leader and you're leading others, it's very helpful in you understanding what's going on with the people that you're interacting with. So it's really there as a tool to bring you information.
Mm-hmm. When you and I spoke before this call, I mentioned something about studying like positive versus negative mm-hmm. emotions.
Yeah.
And you had a very interesting approach where you said there really isn't anything. So as you see it today in the study of positive psychology, there's sort of a clear definition of negative versus positive emotions. And you said that you don't really buy into negative emotions as a concept. Tell us more about that.
Right. I think that labeling something as negative makes us not want to experience it. I don't want that in my life because it's negative. And the fact is that emotions are biological. We're hardwired for them. They're part of our DNA. And if they are essential to our survival and our well-being, how can they be negative? So my take is that the emotions themselves are not negative. It's our inability to manage them, to process them. It's our suppression and denial of them, or allowing them to overwhelm us and take over because they're also not meant to run the show. That's what turns them into something negative. It's not the emotion themselves.
Right. Got it. So let's talk about the work that you do around emotional intelligence. So, you know, that topic's been around for a while, and I think maybe people have different understandings or definitions of it. When you talk with clients, how do you define emotional intelligence, and how do you think it impacts our personal and professional lives?
I define it as the ability to recognize in the moment what emotion you're feeling, to be able to name it so that you really understand this is not just anxiety I'm feeling now, but it's some fear and maybe a little anger or some shame. And when you can name and label these emotions and understand what they represent, then you can process that. Processing anxiety is harder to do. So that, first of all, it gives clarity of information to you about it. And it has a tremendous impact on our personal and professional lives, because when we're not present with them or understanding them, they dictate our behavior unconsciously. And what I've found is that everybody that I work with in the business world and in their careers, we ultimately apply it to their personal life. They have aging parents or difficult relationships and somewhere in the family. And so it's, again, it's that part of our humanity, and everything affects everything else.
So for the clients that you work with, business executives and professionals, What are the benefits to them by increasing their understanding of emotional intelligence or EQ? Mm-hmm. So how do you talk to them about the concrete benefits? And is there really an ROI that you can point to? How does that work?
Yes, there is a huge ROI. One of the things that I've really been shocked, actually, in hearing the stories from clients about what goes on in these companies, from Fortune 500 companies to, you know, smaller mid-level companies, that there is a tremendous amount of waste because of a lack of communication. So one of the really important aspects of emotional intelligence has to do with how we communicate and interact with other people. So there's some of it is within ourselves, and some of it is with in between us and other people, but it starts with yourself. So self-awareness is the first level or stage of emotional intelligence. This lack of communication causes a tremendous amount of wasted time. Mm-hmm. Meetings, there's wasted time. There's somebody in the company who's the micromanager. I have one client, she had a deal with a colleague who was a micromanager, and everybody in his team under him absolutely hated him. So they would come to her with problems. So now she's not only having to deal with her team, but his team. And then in dealing with him, there was issues. And then her boss was not actually addressing the overriding problem of dislike and hatred, actually. And then people lose motivation. They sometimes intentionally sabotage issues, or they just don't work at their best, or there's two teams that each team has their own take on stuff, and they're not really working together in harmony. So that's one of the big issues in terms of how it affects the costs, financial costs to companies.
Do you see, just with the pace of change, you know, where we are here in Silicon Valley, mm-hmm. the amount of disruption, the pace of change, and, you know, people are working crazy hours and triple booked, and the sense of like the stress and overwhelm.
Yeah.
How do you get people who acknowledge that, but find it difficult, as you've said, to sort of take that step back and begin that process of self-awareness so they can get more control over,
right.
some of the emotions you're talking about? I mean, how do you get people to do that?
One of the keys has to do with really creating their own personal space in which they can function. because there's always going to be pressures. And like you said, it's just crazy now. And everybody's in a hurry. And believe me, I know because I work with people in the tech world who are putting out software and they have deadlines. We have to get it done by then. And what they end up doing is putting software out with a lot of flaws. And then there's the tech team over here trying to work with the customers on all of the imperfections within the, you know, so it's like this really big mess. So what I help clients do is to create space around themselves, and it has to do with being in your own body. Mm-hmm. So this is the importance about emotions being biologically or physiologically based so that they can stay present with those feelings. There are techniques and tools that I teach them about setting boundaries, and about setting boundaries is not only about keeping negativity out, but it's actually about creating a container and space in which they can function at their highest. When we're tense, the brain is literally not functioning well. There's a two-way street between your prefrontal cortex at the front of the brain, the logical thinking brain, Right. Then the amygdala, which is the seat of the emotional brain. And when you're stressed and in fight or flight, there's only a signal going out, alert, alert. It's not coming from the front prefrontal cortex until you can calm the body. So some of the tools have to do with relaxing and calming the body. I mean, deep breathing, you know, has been around for thousands of years. It's not news, but what you have to remember is that you have to exhale slowly. When you exhale slowly, it sends a signal to the brain that you're safe, and the brain calms down. So some of it is working on a literal techniques and tools for calming the body. Another mm-hmm. has to do with working with our energy. We are made up of energy. And so to recognize that you can actually work with this life force energy that emanates out from your being to create an energetic boundary. Sometimes I actually have people just imagine the person that's upsetting them or triggering them, imagining them out in front of them and feeling what goes on inside of them when mm-hmm. they're with that person. So they feel the tension and the upset and anger or whatever it is. And then I have them imagine a fence, just in the imagination, a fence between them and that other person. And every time they do that, the body calms down. And when they're calmer, they can still be with that person and then think more clearly and make more conscious choices rather than be reactive. And then they take that experience that we're working on together in a session and they take it out into their experiences in the right. workplace.
God, I love that that visual I have of putting the fence uh-huh. you and the person you're having challenges with. I mean, I can totally see that.
Yeah,
that just really changes the dynamic and puts you back in control, as you said, that space that you're talking about.
Yes. Yeah. Then you have access to your own intelligence, your own creativity, your own values.
Yes, that sounds very powerful.
Yeah, it is simple but powerful.
Yes, simple but powerful. I love that. But let's talk about wings. So mm-hmm. again, wings, the professional success program. So mm-hmm. wings, again, for our listeners, Holy Integrated Navigation and Growth System.
Yeah.
Tell us the program.
It's a program. Right now it's a 3-month program, but I actually have in development a 9-month leadership development program, taking all of the principles so that I help them. We start with creating a foundation of emotional intelligence, a platform, as it were. It's like building a house. You can't build a house without the foundation. So we create the foundation of emotional intelligence and understanding. We work with boundaries. The what I said earlier about self-awareness being the first stage of emotional intelligence, what I have seen over and over again is whatever the external forces that are going on with someone, when they can come and be present with themselves and be in dominion of their own experience, outside circumstances inevitably change in a variety of ways. So the wings is all about creating the foundation from which you can launch yourself and then fly or soar into your career. And then there's communication skills, fundamentals of how you interact with people. It also has to do with setting priorities, your true priorities. And then I have various tools about how to create order out of your priorities so that the action that you're taking is the most efficient. So while you're moving through these stages of taking action to create what you really want and achieve your goals and your intentions, you're also working with this piece of the emotional intelligence and the body work that creates a wholeness within yourself so that you're not only achieving your goals, you're creating a sense of satisfaction in the achievement of it, in the actual actions that you're taking. It becomes much more fulfilling. And the results for clients has been pretty tremendous in terms of raises and advancement in their career and things like that. Like a woman I was working with who's now, her boss has been outed and she's been given her boss's role because of the actions and communication that she took.
Because of the results from working with you on this program.
Yeah.
Wow. And so you said, you're extending it. It's been a 3-month program.
Right. It's the 3-month program now, and it's going to be in this coming year in 2019, it'll develop into a 9-month program, combination of in-person and then online.
And online?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
And I do work with clients remotely, so that's the beauty of this, that I can do it through Skype and phone.
Yes. We'll make sure that all that information is included in the show write-up. So in addition to the WINGS program being extended going into 2019 to 9 months, are there any other special projects you're working on or events or things that you're doing that are exciting that you'd like to share?
I have a webinar coming up. I'm going to be doing more live webinars, and I'm also creating an online course for a foundation in emotional intelligence so that anybody can go in and do the exercises and then do that with a bit of combination of live coaching. It's not up on the platform yet, but if you go to the website, you can get on the list. I do not inundate people with 1,000 emails. I hate that.
Yes.
So I do a monthly article, and you can also get the free chapter of my book on the website.
Oh, perfect. And the web. And so how can our listeners stay in touch with you? Tell us the website.
It's joyseldon.com, my name, and it is spelled Joyseldon. I changed my name from Joy to Joie in French class in high school so I could distance myself from the name Joy, because I didn't believe that I was so unhappy that I didn't want to have the name Joy, which is the irony of me doing what it is that I do now. Now I'm thrilled.
That is. I was thinking maybe it was more your stage name when you were acting, but...
Well, Seldon is a stage name. Yes, yes. I have to confess. I wasn't born with that.
So Joy Seldon, joyseldon.com.
.com, right? Yeah. And you can also email me at joy@joyseldon.com if somebody has a question about anything.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much. I think the work that you're doing is just amazing. I can certainly see the benefit from it. I think it's very powerful, particularly as we talked about the environment that we live in here in Silicon Valley. So I really appreciate you sharing your program and your approach. And I definitely hope that our listeners will connect with you to learn more about WINGS and the other work that you're doing.
Thank you very much. I'm so pleased to be with you. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. It's really been a pleasure having you on our show. I've really enjoyed our conversation.
Me too.
And appreciate your advice. And so, and to our listeners as well, thank you for joining us. That's it for today's show with Joy Seldon. Please visit our website, www.bobbylaporte.com, and sign up for our Executive Aid Station updates. And I look forward to sharing our next episode of the Executive Aid Station with you soon. So stay tuned.